Now, can prayer only be used, then, for what already is God's will? Frankly, I hope so. Think about that one for a minute. And you better hope so, too. Because if prayer works for anything that is not God's will, you can get yourself into an awful lot of trouble by using it. Prayer works by meshing wills. If God can do all things, if there is absolutely nothing in the universe that He cannot do, if there are absolutely no limitations whatsoever to His creative ability, His ability to manifest, His ability to provide, all of these things, if there are no limits whatsoever, then prayer can give God an opportunity to do anything that God wants to do. Now, then the question, the big question in everyone's mind when we approach the idea of prayer is, how do I know if I'm asking for what God wants to do? As a matter of fact, there really are several ways of knowing whether a thing is God's will or not. But the first is to look at what God has defined as His will, what the ancients have described as God's will, what the Bible has described as God's will from the beginning and consistently all the way through. There is consistency in the teaching of what God wants for man. For example, it is not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It is not God's will that any should suffer. It is not God's will that any should be out of harmony. It is not God's will that any should be impoverished. All of these things that we see as manifesting a lack or a limitation are subject to the laws of prayer, then. It would be very difficult to find an imbalance that exists and then wonder whether it is God's will to correct it or not. How absurd to even wonder. It is God's will that the universe be in harmony, and He has taken drastic measures to provide opportunity to bring it into harmony. There is only one thing that keeps it out of harmony, and that is the fact that in the very creation, in the realization of man, God gave freely free will in order that man not remain a puppet. He said, I must provide opportunity that you can go one way or the other way. The thing that made man capable of loving God was this gift or curse, depending on whether you use it or abuse it. Man was given the gift of free will, which essentially meant you have two alternatives. One is to return the love of God and live in harmony, or the other is to satisfy false desires or desires that are temporary, desires that are not good for you, and participate in the opposite or enjoy the opposite, the shadow, the reflection of God. Only one of two choices. Now, anytime an imbalance exists, it is because man's will has manifest. The correction of any imbalance in the universe only depends upon solving that problem or correcting that imbalance, and the imbalance is the will. In other words, whatever I want to pray for, whatever I recognize as an imbalance that would precipitate a need for prayer, is corrected by the prayer itself, because the only imbalance that exists is the separation of wills. And if prayer is by definition bringing the wills together, then the prayer is already answered in the prayer itself. The disharmony can no longer exist when the wills are one.